This guy's brain is absolute mush, okay? And I know you know that. I know you have maybe seen me or Adam or a lot of other people talking about this. You've probably watched Donald Trump far too many times than you would have liked to come to the conclusion that this guy's brain is absolute mush, okay? But on Friday, he gave a speech that is just so absurd. We've got to talk about it. Got to update you a bit. And some interesting new leaks and chaos from the Trump administration. What a surprise. These people can't get their head around anything. It's always chaos in the media. It's always leaks here or sending, you know, like war plans in a Signal group chat. Let's talk about all of it. Before we do, though, really quickly, my name is Chris Mowry. I do a daily episode here on the Adam Mockler channel. So many of you have shown so much love and support over on my YouTube channel. I appreciate each and every one of you so much. And if you haven't checked it out before and you appreciate the way I do content, right down below, you can check out my YouTube channel. Hit subscribe, hit like. It really, really helps me out. And here on the Adam Mockler channel, getting closer and closer and closer to 2 million subscribers, which is nuts. Adam and I appreciate you guys so much. Like, truly can't say it enough. All right, let's start here. Donald J. Trump Friday. You know, markets are in chaos. Slowest pace of hiring in 25 years. Inflation. Oil prices exploding. People like Goldman Sachs saying they're prepared for $175 oil barrels of oil. That'd be the highest of all time. $200 barrels of oil. That would be a true catastrophe, like recession level catastrophe. A war in Iran rages with no justification. So what is Donald Trump talking about? Let's find out.
Thank you, everybody, very much. And I'm asked to take a few questions. And unlike other politicians, they would like the questions screened. I don't ask for screening of the questions. You can ask me anything you want. You can talk sex. You can do whatever the hell you want. I'm here for you.
There has to be. Okay. Democrats have to just continue to drive this divide that you, us, we as a people have to deal with the consequences of this guy while he sits up constantly and just strokes his own ego. We know that he, you know, sells pardons to the highest bidders. He's getting incredibly rich. The corruption is honestly hard to truly put into scale. He doesn't have to follow the law. His friends don't have to follow the law. And so while he sits up on a stage in a nice suit and says, you know, you can ask me any question because I'm the most transparent president ever. Let's talk about sex. People are struggling. I mean, this is absurdity. This clip went so viral the other day about Trump. I mean, just perfectly laying out who he is as a person. Take a listen.
What is missing in leadership?
Well, it's winning. You got to win. You know, I've watched a lot of people, leaders, great leaders. And, you know, the one thing about sports is you break it down into, you know, a 2-hour period, something nice. You don't have to wait a lifetime to find out is somebody a winner or a loser. You got a lot of losers, mostly losers, fortunately. It's a good thing to have a lot of losers. I always like to hang around with losers, actually, because it makes me feel better. I hate guys that are very, very successful and you have to listen to their success stories. I like people that like to listen to my success.
Wow, it's pretty blunt there from Donald J. Trump and rings very true. As you know, I'm not a doctor, but certainly at the bare minimum, if I was a betting man, some very serious narcissistic tendencies from Donald J. Trump. And I've said this multiple times and it keeps ringing true, especially like lately I've been debating Trump supporters later at night. I'll actually go live on YouTube and TikTok at the same time, debate Trump supporters. And it continues to ring true that after this period is over, like, I think mandatory classes on what are leadership skills and why are they important. Last night alone, I talked to multiple people who just, like, they truly, the comparison for Donald Trump is like, Donald Trump's like my friend or my uncle. Like, the bar is in hell for President of the United States. Oh, yeah, he's a narcissist. Yeah, he says crazy, ridiculous things, but it doesn't matter. Like, that's fine somehow. That doesn't affect us in any way, even though it does. And it's so telling of the type of things that we've seen from this administration. Let me zoom out of this just a little bit and show you what's going on here. Okay, basically, hackers got into Kash Patel, the FBI director's accounts, and started leaking a bunch of information, okay? And of course, the administration hasn't commented on it. Of course, this guy's getting his stuff hacked into, and we're learning all this, you know, craziness from the most incompetent people. Let's start here before I show you some more, you know, of the actual, you know, verified information we got. A lot of, you know, what I'm about to say is pure speculation, but his accounts under the name Spider Cash, that's what he named everything. It's what his verified email account, I think, Spider Cash at like yahoo.com. So people doing some deep dives, this is a website that I'm not going to name, but you can see it up at the top. And might relate to the fact that Donald Trump is weirdly talking about sex on stage. And now we have this from Cash Patel, an account titled Spider Cash. Very, very interesting. Made on January 5th, 2020. How fascinating is that? I'm going to take you to more of Cash Patel's leaks in a second, but take a listen to this.
I'll say it right now. I say it because no press ever reports it. I'm the only president that ever took a cognitive test. I took it three times. It's actually a very hard test for a lot of people. It wasn't hard for me, but it's a cognitive test. It starts off with an easy question, and by the time you get to the middle, it gets tougher. By the time you get to the end, very few people can answer those questions. They get very tough, mathematical equations and things. I took it three times. I aced it all three times in front of numerous doctors that I have no idea who they are. And I was told when I went in, they said, Dr. Ronnie told me this. My current doctors were fantastic doctors. They said, well, if you take it, you know, it's Walter Reed. It's essentially a public hospital. And if you do badly, it's probably going to get out. But I aced it. I got them all right. And one doctor said, I've never seen anybody get them all right. I've been doing the test for 20 years. I want people, I would love to see anybody that's a president or a vice president or anybody that has any chance of being a president. I would like to see them take a cognitive test.
Okay, so the point I'm trying to push here as we go back to Cash Patel in a second is that this administration is incompetent to the next level. We are being run by the dumbest people in the United States. They have no idea what they're doing. They're, again, accounts are getting hacked. Cash Patel is running around, using private jets for, you know, FBI, or excuse me, using FBI jets for private purposes. And we've got all this reporting that the FBI is constantly in turmoil and all these different investigations have gone south because Cash Patel doesn't know what he's doing. Now he's getting his accounts hacked into. And now Donald Trump ranting some more about how he took a cognitive test. This is from Twitter. Readers added context. The MoCA test Trump refers to is a 10-minute screening tool for mild cognitive impairment that people with normal cognition easily pass. It includes basic tasks like serial subtraction, 100 minus 7 repeatedly, not complex mathematical equations. So again, this is something Donald Trump has done. Like, he actually believes that he took like basically an IQ test and aced it like no one else ever has, even though he took a test for mild cognitive impairment. So pretty much the bare minimum there to ace it. Before I show you this other video from Trump, again, some of the things we're getting here from Spider Cash, from Cash Patel, what exactly was hacked into? Well, people may have suspect that this may be his eBay account. Cash Patel. And if we scroll up here, FBI Director Cash Patel's Gmail account was hacked by Iranian nation-state hackers. They have published his entire inbox, including mails on his home in India, private life, personal data, business dealings, and travel history, including Cuba. And some photos here that I believe we got from this. Cash Patel reportedly has an Indian bank account and a home in India, as we see here some leaked emails. Banks and different information about a potential home. Again, we have not heard anything from the administration about this. And spidercash@yahoo.com is, in fact, Cash Patel's email address. His reply to the mail says enough as well. He is the only one requesting an account. And we see here his full name, email, and his birth date and his address. So really fascinating that this is, you know, Iranian hackers hacked into this. And people pointing out, if Spider Cash is really Cash Patel on Telegram, why is he in so many Russian groups? The Iranian leak only revealed Spider Cash as a Cash Patel username this week, used on, again, that site we saw earlier as well. So the username Spider Cash on Telegram has his username since January. He is in many, many Russian groups. Again, besides the email we actually got, the dumps we actually got from the Iranian hackers, all the rest being speculation. But again, so unfortunate that we constantly have to speculate because an administration is so incompetent and doesn't comment on these things. And I'm sure if I had to guess, their comment on this come this week will be like, this is all fake news and like, you know, trash a bunch of journalists, etc. And this is the Telegram that people are referring to with the name Spider Cash, the username Spider Cash as of January 3rd, 2025. History of Telegram user IDs used by Spider Cash, and then the number of groups found. Wow, that is a lot of Russian groups. Really fascinating stuff there. I want to know what you guys think about that in the comments down below. Now, if we continue here to Donald J. Trump, while his FBI director is, you know, just the leaks are everywhere and Iranian hackers are doing this and Donald Trump can't figure out the war. Let's listen to some more to this guy's brain. It's absolute mush.
You have to see it. It's very cool. Missiles launched, missiles launched, missiles launching. They're launching. Okay, we're ready. 101 missiles coming at him. All right, we have to have like 11 seconds to make a determination. Then at 7 seconds, fire. It's the most unbelievable thing. Fire, boom.
I mean, how can anybody watch this guy and actually believe he's fit to serve? We're describing launching missiles in this war as like we're in kindergarten. Okay. And again, the Make America Great Again crowd, the no new wars, like, you know, no more regime change war, actively cheering on this guy who I think this week may end up sending more actually, you know, participating in some version of a ground invasion in Iran. At least those are some of the reports we're hearing. But we will obviously keep you updated here on the Adam Ockler channel. Let's take a look at the next video.
And they have a nuclear weapon or they want to have one. They were very close to getting. Remember, they were 2 weeks away. They were 2 weeks away. If we didn't hit that. I call it the nuclear dust. I use the term nuclear dust. If we didn't knock the hell out of them, they would have had a nuclear weapon within 2 to 4 weeks, and they would have used it on you.
First of all, he said he instead of nuclear for a second there, he said nuclear because, you know, again, dementia, 79 years old. I don't know. But also, this is just so incoherent. We haven't heard this from anyone else in the administration about being 2 weeks away from a nuclear weapon. It obviously raises a bunch of questions about what we did. However, I mean, it feels like decades ago. This administration never ends. But when, you know, he struck Iranian nuclear sites and said, their nuclear program had been sent back a generation and we would never have to deal with them ever again. And now apparently they were 2 weeks away from a nuclear weapon, which makes no sense. Other administrations saying that administration officials saying there was an imminent strike, while other, you know, like the Pentagon says there's no evidence of that or reporting suggests that. It's all so confusing. And Donald Trump's been on a real heater lately, flirting with Fox News hosts as he's asked about Iranian chaos. I mean, truly, this is where we're at. Listen to this.
I think it is alarming that we have not been able to see or hear from any of the Iranian people. And I imagine that is because their internet is shut down. And I think there is some general worry about them. Obviously, their government treats them terribly and killed tens of thousands of them in January. Do you, again, I, like Kaylee, I would never ask you to tell us something that is classified, but do you have any insight as to how they are doing? Do they have drinking water? Do they have food?
I do.
It's upsetting.
I do. But first, do you remember when we had lunch years ago in the base of Trump Tower when it was a brand new building?
It's a long time ago, yes.
And you haven't changed.
Oh.
You have not changed. Now, I'm not allowed to say this. It's the end of my political career, but you may be even better looking, okay? So I don't know what you're doing. But
well,
I will
Fox
not say
makeup
that.
Makeup has a lot to do with that.
I will not say that because that will end my political career. You know, you're not allowed to say a woman's beautiful anymore. You know?
I mean, that is that is really painful to listen to. That is painful. Okay. He's being asked about people being able to drink water, have internet access. And the thing is, I don't know why more people don't talk about this. And maybe it's because it's just arbitrary. Is that the right word? You can feel the awkwardness coming from these five people right here. Okay. You can feel how they're like, oh God, oh God, oh God, every time he speaks. Unbelievable. Let me know what you think of all this in the comments down below. Guy's brain is mush. We'll keep you updated here on the Adam Ockler channel. Make sure you check out my YouTube channel right down below, Chris D. Maurer. I appreciate all the support lately. You guys are the best. Truly. Adam and I appreciate you so much. Let me know in the comments what you did this weekend. Hopefully you're prepared for another week of political chaos. Unfortunately. Make sure you recharge. Take breaks. You need it. You deserve it. You're fighting the good fight. We will get through this. We will. I promise. All right. I will see you guys in the next video.